WKO4LAO.
KO4LAO, W4DJW, good morning. I am doing good. Programming Raspberry Pis with cameras to replace my surveillance system. Having a ball. How about you? What you doing?
Dental appointment, but other than that, it's a great morning.
I knocked that out yesterday morning at 8 o'clock, the 6 months cleaning. Better to keep that stuff up to date than get behind and have to catch up.
That's exactly what I'm going to do this morning, so I don't know. Hey, I just was listening to your announcement there. I'll get on the website there, and also I'll send you an email. I need to give you my phone number, so I'll go to the QRZ website and send you that.
I may have all of that. Hang on just a second. Let me. So I got a spreadsheet from the guys that did it last year, and let me switch over to 21 and pull up LAO. Were you in there last year? There's a bunch of KOs. LAO. There you are. Yeah. Yeah, I've got your home phone number, your email address, your zip code. I got it all, street address, the whole nine yards. So I got it from the guys that were carrying it over for last year.
Abram, send me a text with your contact information because I need to, excuse me, I need to talk to you just to see, you know, we were talking about some things with flying drones and things, and I need to kind of learn a little bit about this Raspberry Pi stuff. So if you don't mind sharing that information, I can maybe give you a call sometime.
Not at all. Yeah, I'll send that to you. And we went out yesterday or day before yesterday. Day before yesterday. It was like almost 60 degrees. It was great flying. Wish you could have been there.
4VWA.
Here comes trouble.
No, they're not here yet. Just ordered them yesterday.
Well, but Dad, is it, but they got to get here pretty soon. I'm in withdrawal.
Well, I thought of Gearhart, but I don't think Gearhart would want to do that. So, Jim, what he's talking about is we're looking for. I don't know if you've seen those videos where they do the follow me and you've got a camera in each one of them. I think I told you. Did I tell you about the new radar component that they've got out?
I'll have to give you a phone call here and learn about that.
Okay, well, it's really cool. It allows four people to fly in to synchronized flights. And all of you got goggles on and you're all one's following the other. And when you're the back guy and you're filming, you've got three guys in front of you. It's just totally different RC experience than ever. All right, it's pretty cool. I could sit there and watch that for hours.
Video on that or something to see what you're talking about.
Tell me.
I sent Steve a link to a video. I'll send you that link. France, they're doing it in France. They're doing it in the United States too. Just can't go as far out as you can in France. But if you notice in those videos that he's going to send you, they are traversing the same area. It's just at a different angle. But it doesn't look like it. It's like no other RC flying ever before. And some of them do it on the side of a cliff, and they're getting really close to the cliff. Or some of them will do it, and they're like out of pasture that's wide open, and there's like a place where the cows go to feed, and they'll go underneath it. they're going like 60 miles an hour, and they go underneath this open shed, and nobody hits anything, just wham, wham, wham. And some of them do it at nighttime with lights on the back that are glowing. Oh, it's really cool.
That one.
Jim, I think you'd really, really get bit by the bug on that. It just looks like it's going to be a ton of fun. As long as Dave can get me up to speed.
We've all got to come up to speed. That's what we did yesterday. We went through and got some slow flights, Blixers, ordered a couple of them so that we can start small, you know, walk before you run.
Start slow.
is usually pretty good with this high-tech stuff.
Exactly, and not in any hurry either. Just take it one step at a time.
We're here 10 minutes ago. Have they come in yet, Dad?
Nope. They'll be here in 5 to 7 days. They're really cheap airplanes, Jim. If you crash them, they're like a foam rubber ball. If you crash them, they don't tear. If they break, you can fix them real cheap. It's not like you're risking anything that's high dollar.
Sounds good. I do a lot of that. Well, listen, I'm going to bail out on both of you. Y'all have a good day. Carry on. KN4BWA. Clear.
Go ahead, Jim.
Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm going to clear off now. I'm at my destination here, so KO4LAO will be clear on your finals.
Okay, Jim, I'll send you my contact information. Have a good one, Steve. Be careful. W4DJ, W clear.
WJW, KI4MIA.
Hey, Fred, how's it going?
I'm just heading over here for a PCR test so that I have it on record when I jump on the aircraft on Saturday.
So where are you headed out to this time?
A trip from GSP to Frankfurt and back, and then I think Tuesday I head back to Frankfurt. Or no, I'm sorry, head back to Han, Germany, and then I'm doing a Han, Singapore, Dubai, Frankfurt run.
So I used to do those over to Europe back in the 80s and 90s, and if you had a tailwind, there could be as much as a two-hour difference in flight time depending on tailwind. Is this still the same way?
GPS rolling. As of right now, yeah, it's still that way. It usually takes us about, to go to Frankfurt about 7:15. Coming from Frankfurt, right now it's been running about 9:30, 9:45.
There you go. You got to find that altitude where you get the least headwind or the most tailwind. I remember back then, sometimes the plane used to be really empty on the return flights. I mean, there might be three or four of us in an airplane that seats well over 100, and they did that routinely. And you could lay down, you could put this, fold the seat armchairs up, and you could lay down. You're like you had your own bed. But sometimes the pilot would get chatty with us when there was only a handful of us and talk about hunting. He would be moving the plane up and down a lot because he was hunting for the best wind conditions. Those were fun days.
Quite a bit. Look, I'm going to jump out of here for just a minute. I'm pulling up to the test site. We'll be back in here. KI4MIA.
All right. Dog's asking me for breakfast anyway, so I got to go fix it. W4DJW.